Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in Parasha Ki Tisa, V'natenu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem. The Jewish people were commanded to give a mahasita shekel as a form of tzedakah. The Baal HaTurim writes, the word V'natenu, which means to give, is a palindrome to teach us. Whatever we give Hashem, Hashem gives us back. A man recently passed away, Don Herzl ben Chaviva Machbuba. His sister told that on one occasion he saw a boy who just lost his father, lo aleinu. He himself had no children and he pitied this little boy. Although he was not a man of means, he pulled out 200 shekel from his pocket and he handed it to the boy, trying to bring him some joy. He told his sister afterward, who was with him, he was sure Hashem would pay it back to him. Indeed, right after that, he got some unexpected business for exactly 200 shekel. The Torah also uses the word kofir, which means atonement, to teach us that tzedakah acts as a kapara, purifying the individual who gives it, which enables him to become a better receptacle to receive Hashem's blessings. Chazal also tell us, tzedakah tasil mimavit. Tzedakah could even add years to a person's life. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Yir Aleph that Rabbi Binyamin as-Sadiq was once asked by a woman for charity. He was in charge of the town's charity fund, but he told her, unfortunately, there was no money left in the account. She then said to the rabbi, if you don't give us money now, a woman and her 7 children are going to die of starvation. Immediately, Rabbi Binyamin went to get his own money and gave them all that they needed. Some days later, Rabbi Binyamin became deathly ill. The angels in Shamayim advocated on his behalf to extend his life because he extended himself and gave tzedakah to save other lives. Hashem said he was going to grant Rabbi Binyamin 22 more years of life. The Vilna Gaon explained where the number 22 came from. The Gemara says in Masechet Sota that a zechut can add 3 months to a person's life. The Gemara also says that when somebody gives money to a poor person, he is blessed with 6 blessings. But if he cheers up the poor person and makes him feel good, then he gets 11 blessings. For sure, when Rabbi Binyamin gave that tzedakah, he must have done it with a shining countenance, and he must have offered divrei chizuk to that woman in need. He helped a total of 8 people. That's 11 blessings times 8, or 88 berachot. Each beracha is a zechut that gives 3 months of life. That's 264 months, or 22 years. The more difficult it is to give, the greater the zechut is. When the yeshiva of the Maharsha became too small to fit the growing number of students there, the leaders of the community decided they needed to build a new, bigger yeshiva. When the collection began, a humble individual approached the gabbai in charge of the collections and said to him, he wanted to buy the cornerstone, but wanted to remain anonymous. The donation he gave was extremely large, and everyone wanted to know who it was who gave such a big donation, but the gabbai would not reveal it. The Maharsha himself wanted to know who the individual was. He understood that to make the zechut even greater, it should be kept quiet, but he asked if just he could know. The donor agreed, and the Maharsha asked to meet him. The donor said he is not a wealthy man, but because he never had any children, he wanted to use his money to buy something holy and permanent that would give him everlasting zichuyot. The Maharsha was very impressed. He blessed this man on the spot, saying, "May the zikhut of this tzedakah enable you to have a baby boy who will one day learn in this yeshiva that you are helping build." And so it was. The man had a baby the following year miraculously. And when that boy grew up, he learned in the yeshiva of the Maharsha. When someone gives with mesirut nefesh, he is zocheh to great yeshuot. Shabbat Shalom.